It was a dramatic announcement made right here on Deutsche Welle's own airwaves by German Defense Minister Annegret Kramp-Karrenbauer, heard here through an interpreter.
My recommendation is that we establish an internationally controlled security zone in cooperation with Turkey and Russia. This security zone would seek to resume the fight against terror and against ISIS, which has currently come to a standstill. It would also ensure that we stabilize the region so that rebuilding civilian life is once again possible and so that those who have fled can also return voluntarily.
Kramp-Karrenbauer said she would be discussing the idea with her NATO counterparts at last week's defense ministerial, where it dominated discussion. Germany doesn't typically take the lead in NATO operations, so the initiative came as somewhat of a pleasant, if puzzling, surprise for allies. U.S. Defense Secretary Mark Esper didn't have many details after the ministerial, but framed the suggestion in a cautious context of being encouraged to see European leadership.
We had a brief conversation I did with the German defense minister. It's a proposal. I think it deserves consideration. For many years, the United States has been talking about European partners and allies stepping up to address problems, and so I think it should be considered. But to be clear, it's not something that the United States intends to participate in with regard to ground troops.
But never mind the allies not getting much information about the idea. Kramp-Karrenbauer was blasted at home because she hadn't even shared the proposal in advance with her own cabinet colleagues. There were public statements in Berlin emphasizing the safe zone proposal was her idea, not the government's, which would have required support from her Christian Democratic Union coalition partner, the Social Democrats, the SPD. That is, in fact, one reason why Kramp-Karrenbauer was said to have done it this way. Trying to get the whole government behind it first would have meant the initiative never saw the light of day. Foreign Minister Heiko Maas of the SPD was obviously quite displeased as he headed off to meetings in Ankara, where he took public digs at Kramp-Karrenbauer. Maas speaks here through an interpreter, standing next to the Turkish foreign minister, who had dismissed the idea.
Everywhere it's been said it's not a realistic proposal, so we took the time to talk about those topics that are really important for the people in Syria now.
Christian Mühling of the German Council on Foreign Relations found Maas's reaction remarkable in itself, a tit-for-tat tactic against Kramp-Karrenbauer, whom he refers to by her nickname, AKK.
That was an interesting decision he took to go there and then put the cleavages within the German government into the international public. That was an as interesting move as the guerrilla tactics of AKK. So the current government is in an interesting way of producing politics, I would say.
While the German proposal is still officially due to be discussed ahead of the NATO leaders meeting in December, Mühling believes it's virtually dead.
So the question is whether she could relaunch it, saying, you know, now I have revised my proposal, substantiated it a little bit more, and now I'm putting it back at the right time. Still, the question would be, is the foreign ministry on board and is the coalition partner on board? Doing another proposal without having the consent of key parts of the government would be seen as another and even more dramatic insult of the coalition partner.
So while Kramp-Karrenbauer's bold move made a splash, it remains to be seen whether it has any chance of staying afloat. Terry Schultz, DW, Brussels.